talk live, you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
All right, so our number here, 855-450-FREE. Still plenty to discuss here this evening. You still have been talking about schools. For those of you just tuning in, it was last hour that we were discussing a teacher who forced a student to urinate in a bucket instead of go to the bathroom.
Well, to get a bucket.
I can't even imagine what possessed that teacher's... what would you... Why would you tell someone that they had to pee in a bucket? I'm sorry, Ian. No, you need to pee in a bucket.
Well, you can't leave the room, apparently. Although, she apparently was allowed to leave the room to pee in the bucket.
Right. So she couldn't go another few doors down the hall and actually use the hygienic facility. She had to pee in a bucket and pour it out. And like I said, what if she didn't have to pee?
Yeah, that's a fine question. She wouldn't have been able to pour that one.
Why would she go with the bucket?
I
don't know why she was... I mean, I don't understand the situation entirely, but it would seem to me, if you were willing to pee in a bucket, especially as a woman, that you would be thoroughly motivated by nature's calling. That's my thought.
If you're saying, when you gotta go, you gotta go, I think that's true for everybody, not just women.
Yeah, but, you know, I might... I think you're going to find a larger percentage of males willing to pee in a bucket, even in class, right in front of everybody, than you would be girls.
Yeah, because you guys are weird.
Well,
I don't.
And it's not as vulnerable of a position. Squatting is a more vulnerable position than you know, whipping it out and going to the bucket. Just saying.
Not even going there, Mark.
These are my thoughts.
I think that's true.
I'm not even going there. So you can spell your name in the snow. Congratulations. Directional ability.
It's lucky it's not Christopher.
Okay. Well, if it was, you could go to this lady's class and hold it till the end of class, and then you could go do it. Or, you know. This just blows my mind. What possible positive result are they looking for from this? Is it that...
There's no positive result. Her.
It's
well,
just
no,
control. So it's control. So there's no cheating going on in the bathroom. So you know people aren't cheating on tests, and you know people aren't smoking cigarettes, because, oh my gosh, what if minors actually started smoking cigarettes? And what if people are actually picking at their face rather than go to class because their teacher is terrible? So now to accomplish those three goals and maybe something else, you're going to have someone pee in a bucket.
Yeah, that's about it.
I would have taken it to the office.
By the way, it's poor problem solving.
Right. When I said at the end of the last segment that, you know, how often is this happening around the country, I didn't mean specifically urination in buckets. I meant students being restricted from going to the bathroom.
I think it happens at almost every class.
I bet you it happens a lot. And, you know, how many of them don't talk about it?
Because when I was in school, I never even considered, you know, okay, well, you know, they're kind of mean, but whatever. I mean, I didn't consider using the bathroom to be a human right. Now I would say, well, if using the bathroom isn't a human right, what is?
Well, that's a fantastic point. I was just arguing this with someone in a Pledge of Allegiance argument, and the New Hampshire Constitution guarantees you the right of conscience. Do we really need to pass a constitutional amendment saying bodily functions are a natural right?
Apparently.
We all know the right of conscience isn't worth a hill of beans. I mean, because I can use my conscience to refuse to obey, and then they're going to put me in a cage.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
And I will debate that till the day I die, because I will never deviate from my conscience. And you know what? If a teacher told me to pee in a bucket, I probably would, and I would probably do something very nasty, very nasty with it afterwards. You know what?
I can't believe. I'm just stunned that they would order this, and then you know that students put up with it rather than visiting the teacher's car in the staff parking lot or something like that.
But Mark, in a post 9/11 world, you cannot poop in a box and mail it to somebody anymore. I think that's
a federal crime,
an infringement of freedom of expression, personally.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. Perhaps you've had a similar experience. Or maybe you are a young person who's figured it out, like Jada Williams. According to good.is, which is Good Education, apparently, is the name of the website, In a bold comparative analysis of the narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass, Jada Williams, a 13-year-old eighth grader at school number 3, that's an original name, in Rochester.
I hate when they do that.
And well, yeah, why don't you just make it even more obvious that you consider the children numbers? Just make it, just put it right out on, why don't you just go ahead and start referring to the children as numbers in school class? I mean, if you're going to give the school a number, go ahead and number all the children. Number 257, what's the correct answer? How far are we away from that? They already have numbers that they have to, they've got thumbprint scanners at some schools you have to scan in order to get lunch. And I remember when I was going to school a decade and a half ago, there was, you know, you had to punch in a number.
Even still had a number. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. Just that you have to scan in your thumb to show that you were in school to each class and check into each class. And they will, really? My thumbprint's going to be on file with the school?
I'll tell you, they needed it. I would, I used to get perfect attendance in high school. I got it more than one time because I would show up for the beginning of the day and then, you know, whatever, buck out for the rest of the day. So, yeah, I mean, I see why they're doing that.
You see why they're having kids
with thumbprints
scan?
And stuff like that. I mean, otherwise, how do you gonna know if the kid's there all day?
Well, whatever. I don't think it's any of their damn business where you are, personally.
I wouldn't send my kid to a school where they didn't, you know, there weren't few enough children that they didn't know exactly who was who and where.
You know, this is a good point, and it wasn't touched on earlier with the urinating and the bucket thing. This is yet another reason to not send your kids to government school. Take them out of the government schools. Because who knows what they're doing to your kids that you never hear about? How many kids
this could
have
happen
told
in
their
private
parents?
School, too.
It could. So homeschool your kids. Or unschool your kids.
Some parents don't feel they have the ability.
How many kids has this happened to, this sort of abuse, that don't tell their parents? Because they're so embarrassed. This is an embarrassing subject.
Or maybe even worse, the home situation isn't copacetic to having an ally in the home to fight the school, or have right. even worse parents that will side with the school regardless.
Abused in the home, abused in the school.
Right.
We can get back into the slavery story here in a moment. Helen is on the line listening in Ithaca. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Oh, hi. I'm just trying to, like, get my mind around, like, the libertarian philosophy, you know.
Okay.
And I lived in France, so you're going to accuse me of being a socialist, and I'll say thank you.
I think you've already, we've spoken with you before, Helen, and you've admitted to being a socialist, and I won't admit to being a libertarian, although I once would have called myself that. I'm a voluntarist. But go ahead with your question.
But I think that anybody who advocates a monopolistic government to fix problems is a socialist. So Republicans, Democrats alike are all the same.
Okay. So, like, what do you guys think about, like, law enforcement? It seems like every other day there's some, like, crazy person who's going berserk because everyone is under a lot of stress right now. You know, and someone just today shot his ex-wife and some people in a courthouse somewhere, and then yesterday somebody shot a judge and a police officer in another courthouse. I mean, like, are we all supposed to, like, walk around with, like, squirt guns and, like, rubber bands and paper clips? Or, I mean,
I think I may have lost you on the rubber bands and paper clips. I walk around with a .38 myself, and I'll tell you if Mark wanted to try to... Okay, I'm answering your question, though. But if Mark were to decide that he was going to go nuts in the studio right now, I would be in a position to defend myself. How well I would do it, I don't know. Mark, please don't attack me. But, you know, your safety is your responsibility. That's my opinion. My safety is my responsibility. Now, if I can guarantee my safety and then help you out, all the better.
Well, I can tell you, law enforcement has no responsibility to keep you
correct.
Safe.
Correct, and
none
I was just getting to that. The Supreme Court's ruled that law enforcement is not obligated to defend you. United States.
That's pretty good around here.
Let's stick on one topic here, Helen. I'm going to bring you back here in a moment. We can continue this discussion with you at 855-450-FREE. But try telling the young people in your area that the law enforcement's pretty good around there. I bet your jail is full of innocent people who've never harmed another person in their life, just like every other jail is across this country. 855-450-FREE. It's the law enforcement officers that are the aggressors. It's Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS.
1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity. Your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find at freetalklive.com. There are a lot of them there. Unlike those other talk show hosts, we give the website to you, freetalklive.com. So enjoy.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it. Jason Osborne, the guy who's running Porkfest this year, is one of the principals over there at SACL CAI. You can be assured your business is going to be handled responsibly. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue here and go back to Helen, listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Now, Helen, you had some questions about law enforcement, and I wanted to continue this conversation because I think it's an important one to have. And a lot of people get misinformation, or they get the wrong impression by listening to this show that we're completely anti-cop, and it's not true. I want to see peace officers. I want people to be peace officers, where their job is to restore the peace, to stop people from doing violence against one another, to stop them from hurting one another, destroying someone else's property, for instance. I want them to be peace officers, but not law enforcement officers, which encourages them to be mindless drones that just enforce these ordinances and statutes, whatever it is that the government hands down to them, which is what we have today. Yeah.
Aggressively and with force.
Okay, I totally agree with you.
Great.
I guess the cops here are pretty cool. They're good about that stuff. The
really? So no one gets arrested for possessing plants there?
No, I think they do, but I mean...
Oh, well, that's not cool.
It's the Rockefeller drug laws that did it, and I think sometimes they just look the other way. But
well, it's cool if they look the other way, but if people are getting arrested for those things, then that's not very cool. At all?
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
Because that ruins people's lives.
I do civil defense work, so I work on the side of the criminal. So and it's never marijuana; it's something more serious than that.
Well, so they're arresting people. Well, hold on. When you say more serious, you mean other drugs?
Oh no, like robbing a bank.
Oh, okay. But you're telling me if I went to Ithaca, New York, on a Monday morning and sat in on an arraignment, that I wouldn't see any drug cases in there?
No, she's just
would. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, I probably would.
Bet you would with the colleges out there. Now, Helen, my question to you is: I understand that you have a good opinion of your local police force. Do you recognize that there are police out there who are corrupt?
Oh yeah, I know, because I'm from Chicago and I've.
Oh, so you definitely. Of course you do then. So I think what I'm trying to establish is, so you have moved to an area that has what you term good cops, and so
I'm thinking like we're together, we are strong, and this is what I don't understand about the Ayn Rand individualistic kind of philosophy,
I don't follow Ayn Rand. I,
me
don't
either.
Really know much about her. I know that she didn't even really like libertarians, from what I understand. She's a warmonger, by the way, and I don't support war.
She was in her old age, when she was dying of lung cancer, she accepted Medicare and she accepted Social Security, which she said were horrible things. But when she needed it, she took it. So she's a bit of a hypocrite. But what do you do? We need the commons. We need. If your house is burning down, you have a fire, you can't just stand out there with your garden hose. You need a fire department.
How can the free market not answer? How can the free market not answer that question? Is my question back to you?
Well,
it's not. But here's what I'm going to say to you is, when I first met with Mark to come and join Free Talk Live, he asked me what kind of libertarian I was, and I really didn't have an answer for him. I didn't know that there were different types of libertarianism, and he said, okay, so what are your opinions on roads, and how about judges and government and law enforcement? And very much my answer was very similar to yours, is I don't like where we are now, and I would like to be somewhere else, but I don't have a satisfactory path to my satisfaction of how to get from here to there. And that's what I'm kind of hearing from you, that you're saying, well, how do we get there? I'm not really sure. But I know Mark belongs to a fire department that's a volunteer fire department here in New Hampshire. And you know what? They do okay.
Well, it's not funded voluntarily. And I'd like to point this out, Helen. Imagine for a second that you lived in a world or in a town where all the plumbing work was paid for by the town commons. Because they said, look, plumbing's a natural right.
It's important.
It's important. It's important when you flush a toilet that the poo-poo goes down, and that this is something that everybody deserves. Poor kids might flush a toilet and poo-poo not go down, and that would be bad. So they pay
in a bucket.
They pay for everybody. Now, they get a service, and that service is extraordinarily high-priced, because every time the government does something, they do it very inefficiently. But, hey, everybody's toilet is flushing. Now, would somebody hire another plumber if they can just call the government and get some poor, high-priced service?
Well, I pay for water and sewer here, and it's about $120 a quarter, so it's not that expensive.
That's not bad, but you're paying for the ability to, for the right to
the
flush,
water.
Not the ability to flush. So, I mean, if your toilet won't flush
plumbers
for whatever reason,
yeah,
you would have to hire a plumber. And
but
the point I'm trying to make is that fire services, in the absence of a coercive monopoly, defining who gets what, everybody gets the same kind of fire service. You know, I mean, remember, a fire department isn't there to save your house from burning. A fire department is there to save your house from catching the next door neighbor's house on fire. The fact is, you've got insurance to cover your. When I come in with a hose and I spray your house down with water, your valuables are going to be just as ruined, covered in water, as they are ruined by being set on fire. So your house, if it catches fire, is ruined, and you're going to need insurance to pay for that. Maybe I'll be able to. You'll be able to salvage some waterlogged pictures or something like that. God knows. I like my childhood pictures and my mother's childhood pictures as much as the next person does. But the reason for the fire department isn't to save your house. It's to save the next person's house.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about that because I know some of the firemen. I actually had a house burned down, so, and they were pretty authentic and generous in what they did.
I'm sure they are, but I'm telling you what the societal reason for a fire department. I'm a firefighter. I prefer to use the term fireman because I don't like the idea of fighting anything. But I'm a fireman in my town also. So I'm not saying that fire departments are bad or anything like that.
Right.
I volunteer with my town because this is the best way for me to help my community today.
I don't think you're communicating the answer to their question, though, Mark. And I think that the issue here is not that anyone's saying the fire department isn't doing the best they can or that the police aren't doing, what they think is right. It's just that we're forced to pay for it. It's a monopoly. And most of the socialists I know don't support the idea of monopoly. Do you?
Socialism means like the major industries are owned jointly.
I know what socialism means. I'm just saying most of the socialists I know don't support the idea of monopoly. Do you support the idea of monopoly?
No.
Okay, then we're on the same page. Now, what we haven't communicated effectively is why it is the government is a monopoly. And Helen, I think some people would like to talk to you. Do you want to stick with us and talk to them? Hang on, Helen. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Get some people that have some thoughts for Helen they'd like to share coming up. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Airwaves and dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. We invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and some of those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or bank. And without fees. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
All right, so 855-453 is the number here. We've got Helen still on the line with us, listening in Ithaca. And Helen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Did you want to share some thoughts before we continue and take some calls and people that would like to respond to you?
All right. I could be wrong about this. I don't know what's inside your head, but it seems to me like in New Hampshire you're trying to establish your own commons there, and you just have problems with the federal government. So you're creating your own kind of little government there, which is fine.
No, I would disagree with that. Not at all the case. I don't know what it means to establish a commons, and I certainly have no interest in creating a coercive organization. At least that's what government means to me. I suppose you could, in theory, have a government that was a completely consensual organization. At least some of the governments claim that they're based on consent, but we've seen plenty of evidence that that's a load of malarkey, that it's all coercive, and they forced their way upon peaceful people. And since you said earlier that you agree that we should have peace officers, I think we probably agree on a lot more than you realize.
Absolutely, and I feel the same way. I don't have a beef with law enforcement if they are acting in the capacity of a peace officer, keeping peace, making peace with people. I do have a problem, as a single female in a car with a blown headlight being pulled over by two keen police cruisers and four officers for with absolutely nothing wrong with my car because they are worried about their safety. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I've been a victim of that stuff. And because this happened in Chicago, they thought that by my last name, they thought that my father, which is really my like third cousin who I never even see, was the prosecutor in the Chicago 7 trial.
Oh, goodness.
Attorney General in Illinois. So the judge is going like, oh, I think I know your father. So I'm like, well,
you know,
you do.
It's unsettling and it's scary. And I think that when you're in a situation where you live with place in a place like you describe, where there are peace officers that you get along with that do a good job, it's difficult to kind of reconcile.
There are not peace officers anywhere in this country. They're all law enforcement officers. I'm sorry, but I don't believe the story that the cops in Ithaca are great guys. I'm looking here at the Ithaca Journal and their police report, and they're talking about arresting people for, let's see, criminal possession of a controlled substance. They've got several arrests there for that. Unlawful possession of marijuana. Unlawful possession of alcohol while under 21. Good people don't aggress against peaceful people.
Ultimately, Ian's point is I absolutely agree with it. No victim, no crime. But I also think that if you are where I'm coming from to this argument is to fund the police, good, bad, or indifferent. You are using force against people to take money. If someone can't afford to pay their taxes, they're taking their house. This is hard-earned money that people have put into buying a house. Or if you can't afford to pay for an inspection sticker, they're going
what
to take your license
want to?
And take
what,
your
what
car.
What if I don't want to pay for these cops putting peaceful people in cages?
And Ian makes a fantastic point.
I just don't want to pay for it.
So
they're going to take my house.
That's what I'm going to try to impart to you, Helen, to answer your initial question, is what's going on in our heads versus what's going on in yours. I hope that kind of speaks to it.
That's really the fault of Congress. They make the laws, you know.
No, I think it's the fault of the people for going along with it.
People, yeah, right. People go along with it. They don't take they take the plea deals whenever they're charged with this stuff. They don't challenge it.
Yeah,
but it's also the fault of the law enforcers for going along with what Congress wants. Because
well,
if each of them used.
A lot of people go to law school for the wrong reason. They really are not so concerned with justice.
I went to law school to defend myself. I'm taking the police exam next month to defend myself.
Good.
That's
most
why.
Most cops don't go to law school. I'd just like to point that out. They just do what they're told, and they don't have to. They could refuse to follow bad orders and enforce bad laws. And a good peace officer would look at a bad law and say, well, that's a terrible idea. I'm not going to do that. But most of them do whatever it is they're told. So let's go to Rod. He's listening in Toronto. Rod, you're on with Helen.
Hi. Actually, you guys have pretty much answered most of my concerns, but I wanted to point out to Helen that we're not specifically against fire or police, but we're concerned about the way they're funded and with their monopoly. So I think that if Bakers had monopolies and they, you know, we were forced to finance them, we would be against Bakers.
Anything forced is the issue. Thank you, Rod.
I think that's
thoughts.
A great example. Absolutely. A great example here, too, is apparently our local police department lost a cruiser in a flood, and so we now need to pay for an armored vehicle in our town. You know what? I lost a vehicle in the same flood, and I'm not going around to my neighbors with a gun saying, give me $250,000
or
so
else
I can
I'll
get
take
this,
your house.
Or else I'll take your house or put you in jail. You see my point? I don't begrudge you yours, and Ian certainly gives a good counterargument to your assertion that Ithaca police are great. But
it's great.
It's the they're not bad.
Guys.
Okay. They're not bad.
Anyone putting a peaceful person behind bars is doing something bad. Maybe they believe they're good. Maybe I think a lot of cops believe they're doing the right thing, because some of them believe doing what they're told is the right thing. So I don't know what is going on in their minds, but the actions are bad. The actions of taking a peaceful human being away from their life and putting them in a cage and ruining their life is bad.
Horrible. So what do you guys do where you live? Do you have a police force there?
Unfortunately, we do.
The entity calling itself the City of Keene has a police force. If you're asking about the Free State Project,
so does the state of New Hampshire,
or people who are affiliated with Free Keene or Free Talk Live, no, there's no police force in the loose disorganization of people that is what it is.
You're talking about amongst the activists,
right?
Activist police.
Yeah, there's no court.
Well, what I'd like to see happen, Helen, is just simply changing how these things are funded. If the police were funded via consensual methods, I wouldn't have as much of a problem with them, although I still would prefer they not aggress against peaceful people and instead focus on going after real criminals that hurt others. But Ed's got some thoughts.
Like we give donations to...
Well,
You could hire services.
You could hire them at different levels to protect you. Some people might not want any protection whatsoever. Some people might want a little bit of protection, like the occasional patrol, and some people might want more frequent protection. People should be able to pay for the levels of protection that they want, and then we could have different organizations offering services like that.
And if you have a neighbor who's down on their luck or lost a job or isn't doing well health-wise, if you are doing financially well, you can go ahead and contribute. I mean, that has happened certainly in the community of activists that I've seen around here, you know, but to go to someone and point a gun at them essentially and say, well, you're going to pay for X, Y, and Z, whether you like it or not, whether you can afford it or not, or you're going to lose your house by force.
Let's talk to Ed in Tennessee.
Assuming people are generous and honest, and people want to spend their money.
Helen, this is important. If people are not generous and they're not honest, or maybe they're even bad or evil or selfish, why in the world would you have a monopolistic government that you would have to deal with, where those people that populated that government were evil and selfish and bad?
Right. Why would you want to give evil, dishonest people power over other human beings? Hang on, Helen. We'll bring you back here in a moment. We can talk more about that. Plus, Ed has some comments for you as well. It's Helen Hour here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. We'll try to sneak your call in here, but there's a few folks here that want to comment. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbors' manufacturing businesses.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. About enough time for you and your thoughts here if you are on the line right now. The number is 855-450-FREE. I don't think we'll be able to get you in if you call now, though. So if you don't get in tonight, we can always take you tomorrow. We do the thing 7 days a week. So you always have a chance to get on.
Helen's not always co-hosting, though.
No, that's true. We do have our special guest caller on the line here, Helen from Ithaca, who has been a great sport, by the way, and I'd like to thank her for hanging out with us here and taking phone calls of other folks that would like to speak with her. So you can, of course, join us online as well for freetalklive.com. And Nemi, you're telling me the chat room is hopping tonight.
Yeah, it sure is.
Over 30 people?
Yeah, we had 38 in at one point.
That's
huge. Very active.
Can you even follow it at that point? Like, when there's so many people chatting, I found it gets very difficult to follow.
It is a little difficult to follow. But we do have our regular contributors who come in, and we have an awesome group of people in there. If you're looking for fellow liberty-minded people who are listening to the same thing you are, come on in, have a chat.
You can do that over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's one of the places you can find the chat room. And actually, there's a link there that'll let you blow it up into a full screen if you'd like that, too.
And occasionally, you get to talk with hosts as the show is in progress. So
that I don't recommend.
Cool.
Hopefully, hosts are not actually doing that while the show's in progress. You mean during a commercial break?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay, great. Because I don't, you know, I think that if you're chatting
while you're
on the air.
I know, I heard last night's show about, not doing that well.
I don't think you can give 100% if you're giving some percent to a chat room.
I understand.
So we continue here with your calls, and Helen is still with us listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Helen, thoughts before we continue? Because there is at least one more gentleman that would like to speak with you.
Okay. I think, what you're doing in New Hampshire, you're developing your own consensual kind of philosophy or government. So to me, it's like a question of scale. You don't like state laws, you don't like federal laws, but you're kind of like establishing your own system there. And it's a
not really.
Which is good.
Explain what you mean by system.
She's right.
Check it out. I don't know.
No, not really. I mean, what we have is there's the Shire Society at ShireSociety.com, which is encouraging people to withdraw their consent from the old coercive society and to pledge to not use aggressive force against peaceful people and interact with one another on a consensual basis. And I would like to see something grow out of that, some alternatives to the state's monopoly services grow out of that. I'd like to see those services replaced someday and or turned into, you know, consensually funded services. So I think we've got some plans for things that could change things drastically. But at this point, we're trying to gather people here. I mean, it's very early on in the whole process.
Helen, when you say system, what do you mean?
That
we have our own system.
System just means mechanism, just means the way things operate.
Yeah, setup.
Standard mode of operation or something. System is a real vague term. So.
Right, and that was why I asked you to specify. I don't really think that there's necessarily a system per se. I think there are people who have set up systems of their own, and there are other people who have opted either to participate in what's going on or not. You know, someone's
What do you guys think of single payer health care? That we all should have health care?
I think that anything that involves stealing, Helen, is a really bad idea because force has unintended consequences.
Taxes are stealing, Helen. That's what's happening. You're taking money from me without my consent. Now, Helen, if you are sick, let's say you're very, very sick, and you have not invested in insurance for whatever reason. Do you think someone should be able to come to my house, regardless of my situation, rich, poor, middle income, and say, you know what, your neighbor Helen is sick, and we need money from you, or we are going to take your property? Do you think that's right?
Or maybe put you in a cage.
Or put you in a cage.
This is a crazy drama that would never take place.
No, I think you're using drama. I will agree and I will concede that I'm certainly using hyperbolic terms.
You know that most of the industrialized nations on this planet, they have single payer health care. Okay,
agreed.
It's just like if someone is sick, like we all put money in the pot.
That doesn't make it right.
I got no problem putting money in a pot on a consensual basis.
Right. I think they're right.
Helen, I have no problem helping people. Helen, hold on one moment here. I'd like to address this putting money in a pot thing. Because a lot of people that support these government programs that they like, because everyone has government programs they don't like, but the people that support the government programs they like always like to use terms like fair share, throw money into a pot, as though it's like some sort of consensual activity. And it's not. If I decide I don't want to pay for some reason, that they will come after my house or my person, they'll put me in a cage. Now, I have no problem throwing money into a pot voluntarily. I've given money to assist people in need. I have, I give money to the local homeless shelter, as an example.
I don't believe in charity. You can't depend on charity.
You said you don't believe in charity?
I don't think it's a matter of depending on charity.
You can't count on other people to be charitable.
So you need to point a gun at them to take money from them and make them be charitable? Are you kidding me?
There's this other human attribute called greed, and unfortunately, more people are greedy than are charitable.
Look, the people that have guns in their hands and are threatening their neighbors are the ones that are greedy. They're the ones that are greedy.
Yeah,
I'm not threatening anybody to do my business. I don't threaten people. If I need help, I ask for it. And I think people are charitable, and they do help others. I think people are inherently good. Maybe that's a difference between you and I, Helen. Maybe you think people are inherently evil.
I would be happy to pay more taxes. When I lived in France,
That's not charity. Charity is done voluntarily, Helen. Taxes aren't voluntary.
The whole time there, I was student plus I worked, so I paid more into the system than I took out. I went to two basic doctor visits, okay? So, but the moment I set foot on French soil, if I need brain surgery or if I had a sprained ankle, they would have covered me.
That's great.
Helen,
I'm glad you had a good experience. I want to make sure we can get Ed here in on this conversation. I'm glad you had a good experience with their system. But just because it worked for you doesn't mean that the morals behind it were correct. And anytime you have taxation, there's always a threat of force being used to get people to give. As you've admitted, you don't believe people will give. So you think they must be forced, that they must be threatened into giving.
Now, Helen, I'm going to make one quick point here. Ian is in a position where he can contribute, does contribute to charity. I admire his efforts. I am not presently in a situation where I can contribute a whole lot to charity. So you fell and you sprained your ankle, you would say, you know what, gosh, Nemi, you need to pay this whether you can or not, versus going to Ian and saying, Ian, gosh, I sprained my ankle. I don't have the means to pay for it myself. Can you help me out? You've got to see that one involves violence and one doesn't. And where you may say you don't believe people will be charitable, I beg to differ because I've seen it happen right here.
Plus, if people weren't paying through the nose for taxes, maybe they'd have more money. Maybe you'd have more money.
If you weren't paying all the taxes
that you're paying and your rent payments that you're making every month. So let's go to Ed here. I think Ed has some comments for Helen. Ed, you're on with Helen.
Well, hey, I would love to debate you on the health care again, but hey, I wanted to comment to Helen because I think it's the perfect time and place for this. Helen is exactly right. In New York, you can walk the street smoking a joint. if your skin is not black and brown. And that's why I want to emphasize it. See, to Helen, of course, the cops are nice. And that is a fact. It's all in the newspapers. But if you got black and brown skin and you go down, walking down the sidewalks in New York, smoking a joint, you will get arrested. And then they will stop you anyway. And you can look any of this up. It's been all in the New York Times. If the blacks don't have drugs, they keep a can of drugs in their squad car and on them and stuff.
They do that stuff. It's true, Ed. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it, Ed. Thank you, sir. Helen, your thoughts?
Racism still persists. That's very sad. And I agree with Ed. And that's disgusting. And,
I agree with you there that it is disgusting. I find racism despicable. And what's even worse is when I'm forced to pay for it. When the police, this monopoly group, are out there aggressing against peaceful blacks and Hispanics and poor whites as well. They also target people, you know, that are of the poorer perspective. When I see these things happening, I find it disgusting and sickening. And I wish I could stop paying for it. But if I stop paying for it, eventually they're going to tax sale my house. They're going to come around. They're going to say, you don't own this house anymore. We do. And you need to get out. And then they're going to kick me out into the street if I don't pay for their back taxes at that point. But I say, well, I don't want to pay for it because your cops are racist. You're hurting people. You're aggressing against people.
If you refuse to leave, they're liable to tase you. If you attempt to defend your home against invaders with, say, a firearm, they're going to shoot and kill you. Probably set your house on fire, too.
Helen, that's the system you support, unfortunately. And I hope that someday you can reject it and favor a consensual society.
Let's focus on the people who make the laws. Let's, like, legalize all drugs, okay? If somebody wants
okay,
to
great.
Drugs,
I'm with you there.
Let them do it, you know?
I think that'd be a step in the right direction.
Petty crime, yeah.
I think that would be a huge step in the right direction to end the war on drugs. No doubt about it. We'll agree on that much. And I think, like I said, we probably agree on a lot more than you realize, Helen. But thank you for the call tonight. Unfortunately, we are out of time for the folks that were on hold waiting patiently to get on. Don't worry. We do this thing, as I said, 7 days a week. So join us tomorrow night. And, of course, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.